Thank you for tuning into the Lunch Table Podcast. You may hear opinions expressed on the lunch table that you don't agree with. I encourage you not to take this as hate speech, prejudices, or bigotry. Lastly, if you are someone who does not like your beliefs questioned or challenged, then this is not the show for you. For everyone else, ready your meals, pull up a seat, and open your minds, because we cordially invite you to join us at the Lunch Table.
When you go into church, you're meted, you're greeted, you're excited, but before we get into the word, there's a praise service. So we're going to have a J Mac the Dragon praise service. We were jamming to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We were jamming to Phoenix. And what we're going to do is... Sorry. Is that what you do? How do you praise the Lord, J Mac? Show us how you praise the Lord.
I praise him like, thank you, God.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, at the end of this show, he'll be identifying as a heathen as well.
No,
God damn it, that's a terrible praise. Praise the Lord, nigga. Right now, praise the Lord on the spot.
God, that's how I do
praise
it.
Praise the Lord on spot.
God, thank you for everything you've done for us.
I'm back to... Yeah, I'm back to... Dragon Art. Yeah, I'm back to... Yeah.
I'm back to tackling foes. These rappers accident prone. I snap when I rap, don't get clapped with this axe to the dome. I'm running laps with the flows. You know how I do it. I'm talking immaculate flows. No capping, I'm strapped with the flows. Villains get vanquished by now, you know that's how it goes. There's nothing to lessen the blows. The dragon's in danger. The kid with the veteran composure. Hey, frankly, you just don't excite me. Yeah, they need someone more or you're chosen. Hey, fear not, cause Odin's unmighty. Yeah, it's clear that this country is broken. Hey, your president incited a riot. Yeah, or did I mean X? A most disrespect. Come January now, it's a Biden. Yeah, rise like a phoenix from ashes, my nigga. You better get out of my way. I'm not with the drama, can't fuck up my karma, so I avoid frauds and the fakes. You see me creating, just give me some space. This my ticket, I'm trying to get paid. I don't know what time it is, I'm in the lab, I swear I didn't been at it for days. Yeah, rise like a phoenix from ashes, my nigga, you better get out of my way.
Hey,
I'm not with the drama, can't fuck up my karma, so I avoid frauds and the fakes.
J-Man,
you see me creating, just give me some space, this my ticket, I'm trying to get paid.
At it for days.
I don't know what time it is, I'm in the lab, I swear I didn't been at it for days. Yeah, built in a lab on my limb, cybernetic. Critique what you want, but opinions get deaded. The talent gon' speak for itself, give me credit. Momentum, I kept it, just look how I crept. And the crypt is left open, I swear I'm undead, man. Turn the whole booth to a coffin. My consciousness turned to the lockness, so watch where you walk in. The song can be toxic, my nigga. Metal bending with the bars, I'm a needle when it come to rapping. Yeah, flames burning through my chest. Human torch, I'm in the flesh, it's like I'm sipping hydrochloric acid. Yeah, molecules is getting active. I can't be distracted by the clout and all the hype. When people see I'm talented and show me love right there in sight. Until I'm selling out these stadiums, I'll keep on writing rhymes. And once I reach a man, we still gon' fucking grind. Rise like a phoenix from ashes, my nigga. You better get out of my way. I'm not with the drama, can't fuck up my karma, so I avoid frauds and the fakes. You see me creating, just give me some space. This my ticket, I'm trying to get paid. I don't know what time it is, I'm in the lab. I
tell them, Bales, tell them, goddamn.
Rise like a phoenix from ashes, my nigga. You better get out of my way.
Fuck out the way.
I'm not with the drama, can't fuck up my karma, so I avoid frauds and the fakes. You see me creating, just give me some space. This my ticket, I'm trying to get paid.
Praise J-Mac, praise J-Mac.
I'm in the lab, I swear I didn't been at it for days. Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
I'm glad you guys like that. Somebody talks about that. That's one of my favorite songs.
I'm a trans-slender man. Y'all brave as hell to sitting right here in the front. No, I'm just saying that because my last show, I fell off the stage. You ain't never robbed nobody. You. You look like you done robbed many a niggas in your day. And if you do a crime, don't do it with me. Because I will fucking tell on your ass. So when police look at me, I get to snitch your ass. Fifth grade, this motherfucker. But me personally, I could never rob nobody. Because robbery, you need a specific set of skills. I'm built for feed, not speed. Y'all got sophisticated crackers? Crackers, oops, I'm sorry. I seen too many white people, I'm sorry. Y'all are right here in my face, I'm sorry.
Shit, you know what? We'll talk about that then. Let's go. Let's transition to talk about that, J-Mac. Inspiration, who did the beat, the whole shebang. Talk about that right quick.
That's my boy, Badger, Young Badger. He is he's a Native American dude you met, I think, when he was...
Shout out, Badger. Yeah,
super dope. He's been doing it for a while. He'd been following me for some years, and then we finally just connected and been working on music. That particular year, there was a lot going on. As you think, that was the year that the riot happened. So we, Out of the Ashes was kind of like my, social commentary, like, EP. It's three songs, but kind of just talking about things going on in the world.
Was Virus on that one, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Virus on, yeah. So it was kind of, it was geared towards that, because that was when the pandemic was really going on, too. I had a lot of... It was rough to write music that year because just wasn't a whole lot of shit going on, like, you know, my life. No life events and stuff, because I draw from what's going on with me or the people around me, and it just wasn't a whole lot. So now that you mention it, I had a rough time. That was a good EP, I think, and I really judge my music. I look over my music and critique my music, but that was solid for me because I feel like I struggled during that year to, like, come up with stuff to talk about.
You know, it's funny because, like, how we feel about the art that we do.
Yeah.
The results can be, is, and mostly totally different, you know,
right, yeah.
As an artist, because, from just a fan listening to it, it's cool to hear the backstory,
yeah,
but that shit was solid as fuck, you dig,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying,
yeah,
that was dope,
yeah.
So for all artists out there, struggle, yes, go through that,
yeah.
But it'll be fine, great stuff, hallelujah, you, praise J-Mac, all right. The Lunch Table. What is The Lunch Table? It's a podcast where we sit around and we just discuss a number of topics. The prompts come in three ways. The first way, the basic Q&A. I ask a question, and they answer the question. Second way, finish this statement. I have not been having any planned, but that's my fault. But finish this statement. I have a statement, and you finish that motherfucker. And the last one, which is the bulk of the show, which I love, is the video response. I scour IG, Facebook, YouTube, always looking for things. And I look for videos that are funny, thought-provoking, and things that I feel that would be good for the show. So it's been working out really well. The discussions have been fucking fantastic. And it will continue. Meeting people, making memories, going to jump right into it because these motherfuckers was like... I'm sorry for peeking the mic. Here we go. This one I called... Gosh, I wish your girl was here for this one. I did not mean to do it. Because of her, but it just but it just fucking came like 2 days ago. Fucking hilarious. Here we go.
It's probably best that she's not here for it, but let's see.
I call this one OnlyFans.
Yeah, man.
Motivation.
Yeah, man.
OnlyFans motivation. Here facial expression.
Thank God I wasn't here for when that would have happened and her be here, bro.
You're going to be though.
But it might not be that video that's played that day. He could have something different.
Oh no, I'm going to play that again.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. So in other words, come prepare that.
Prepare
day.
Us, yes.
Will you guys give me a heads up at least, or no? It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, no, we can't. We
absolutely
need, like,
not.
We need,
here we go.
We need it to be raw.
I don't like surprises.
Yeah, and that's when I realized that, like, if I don't experience life the way I want to experience it, then, like, how am I ever going to learn?
Exactly.
Right? And so that's why I started my OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was like, oh, I'm self-employed now. I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I get the fuck guys on camera. Like,
totally.
Forget about the spreadsheets. Like, I'm spreading my legs, right? Like, I started to get, like, so comfortable in my own skin.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And other guys were getting comfortable coming on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, like, in my brain, in my existence, I realized, like, oh, this is for me. This is my calling.
100%.
Right? And so I was like, okay, I gotta deep throat the shit out of life.
I agree.
On some girl boss shit, okay? And I start to manifest. I was like, oh, like, if I manifest, like, literally a festival of men exploding all over me, then, like, I'm winning at life.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And so I was like, oh, okay, like, you gotta take action, you know? Like, if you don't take action, you can't let things happen to you. Like, you have to literally make them happen.
You're so
okay?
right.
So I was like, okay, I gotta start doing more of what I love,
mm-hmm.
which is cock.
Oh my God, that's so inspiring. Holy shit.
Dude.
If I don't experience life.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw, yo, his name, oh gosh, his name is Dimas, I forget. I'm going to put it on the caption, brother. But, like, he does great Gary Vee impersonations. He's fucking hilarious. But your thoughts on the parody, it was parody. It was satirical, but truthful like a motherfucker. Do you know any women out there that think like this? Or just your thoughts. Talk to me. Somebody, talk to me. Cassia, your thoughts.
I was going to let everybody else speak their piece.
I really wish you would go first.
Shit on a shingle is all I can say.
I need more than shit on a shingle.
Do y'all not know any sex workers?
I don't. Personally, I really don't.
J-Mac, no sex workers in your circle?
Not in my circle, but on social media, I know girls that have OnlyFans.
Okay.
So what exactly is the question?
What are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts about what you just saw there? Are there women, was that extreme? Or are there women out there that have that thought process, who think that way? Do you know any women that think that way? Just, you know, a number of things. Talk about what you just saw and just listen to. Is that the average chick? Is that the average chick?
I guess I don't know. I guess the women that I've interacted with that have had OnlyFans, like, there was a girl that I was involved with that she does like shows, like, not involved with, we were kind of talking, she did like fitness stuff, and like she would be go to or different events, you know, look pretty, get paid to show up there, but she said her manager or something that she was working with suggested
was
that
she
maybe,
fucking
I'm gonna get there,
okay, I'm sorry,
no, her manager suggested you should do an OnlyFans, and she immediately reacted no because of what's the stigma that's associated with that. Mm-hmm. But then he was explaining
fucking
to her,
I'm sorry,
yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, that's why she was like no. And so he explained to her that, like, I guess from what I took from the conversation, I guess OnlyFans can be more than just, I thought it was only restricted to sexual like content, but I guess it can be more than that.
Me too, I thought that too.
My cousin is calling me right now.
What's that mean?
Put her on speaker.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
So her cousin is the one that I called a dirty bitch a couple years ago. But it was endearing.
Oh my God, I'm at the podcast, and I said that you were calling. I was told to go ahead and take the call, so I'm taking the call. You're on air, sort of.
Do you know where I can get some sea moss? Like, do you know anybody that sells anything?
See how wholesome she actually really is. No, I don't. I know Tommy's ex-girlfriend used to, but, right, but, if that's all you wanted, let me call you back. Let me call you back.
No, that's all I wanted.
Hey, what's her name again?
Rhea.
Hey, Rhea, this is JC. No hard feelings. We would love to have you on the show. Yeah. No, well, I guess there aren't any hard feelings for me calling you a dirty bitch a couple years ago. Listen, let's talk about it. Let's fucking talk about it. Charlie Mack will be here. The whole gang will be here. Yes, you're invited. Let's talk about it. It'd be fun. It'd be fun. Have a good day, though.
You said, how's my day?
I said,
he said, have a good day.
Have a good day, though, because we in the middle of some shit.
Yeah, so I'm gonna call you back, Nick.
I then.
Okay, good.
I'll
bye.
Let you.
Bye.
Cool. All right.
The formal invitation, but yes.
No, I was saying, I guess it doesn't only have to be sexual stuff. So I guess the girls I've been, it doesn't only have to be, it can be other things. So I guess I would say no. It maybe is not the average chick.
Okay.
But I guess, no, well, I guess I wouldn't, I don't interact with enough, so I don't know what girls are OnlyFans. I don't know enough girls to know, because I don't know if it's the average OnlyFans chick.
Mm. On social media, what you see, what you hear. I know it was fucking parody, but
right.
Was there some truth?
Yeah, that's what's...
That's what I want you to talk about.
I'm sure that exists.
That's what I want you to talk about, love.
Like the way he, like his perspective of, you know, of the whole thing. But in essence, like if that is what you do and it pays you bills, like you are an entrepreneur and your business is the business.
Or just a whore.
But nonetheless, you are getting money from it. It's paying your bills, bruh. It's paying your rent. It's paying your food. It's feeding you.
You're
it's
right.
You,
it's
doing
it's been normalized.
Is that kind of like stripping? In the same vein, kind of? Where it's like it's a sexual thing, but like it's paying.
It's in the same field, but it's nothing like stripping.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that's what I mean. But in the same field, the idea that it's like it's like a sexual, but it's like you're paying your bills. It's been normalized. People do it. Like
with stripping, there's just, you know, no cameras. But that's
right.
Just going
no, but
in the
there's
back.
A lot of physical. Interaction going, yeah, it's filth.
Right.
There's a lot of physical going on, though. I think maybe if you could do the same and make more money online, and you don't even got to worry about being touched and groped, and
that seems like the better idea.
You know,
Have you thought about that, Kes?
Oh hell yeah.
What has happened? Yeah. Or have you? Is there anything we can find?
There's not.
Would you like to share your account details?
I wish I had a stripper chapter. somewhere in my life story.
I think you meant OnlyFans. Did you mean OnlyFans?
OnlyFans, sex work, anything like that is how I took it.
Oh, gotcha.
I've definitely thought about using...
You know what? It's never too late to start.
See, but... You're going to be 30. But when you... I am 30.
Okay, 30.
I come
a new lease on life.
I come from a very religious background. There's no way. If my family even caught wind of me like sharing shit like that on the internet,
what would happen to you?
I would be whooped like I was 8 years old again.
That's good news.
That's assault.
That's good news.
You're 30.
Yeah, but that's still my mama, still my grandma.
Care about you and keeping you in mind.
Uncles, aunts. Brother,
I'm here for it. That's positive.
We're all on these dating apps because everyone's too fucking autistic to make eye contact at the bar anymore. Now we have to use technology to fuck someone. How can you fuck someone if you can't even hold eye contact from the back? That's how. That's how you do that.
Is that the only thing that's holding you back?
Yes. I would dive headfirst into that lifestyle if it wasn't for my morals and values that I was instilled with as a child.
And thank God for that. We were there at the beginning of the service.
It's just because I work hard. Like, I don't want to say where I work. It's going to get out eventually. But I put in, like, 60-hour weeks.
Imagine
what you would get
those 60 hours doing what the good Lord intended.
And imagine what you would lose from it with inside.
What do you mean what the good Lord intended? You talking about like sex? Is that what you're talking about? I don't know what you mean by what good Lord intended. Because the good Lord intended for us to, you know, be out here walking around naked and be oblivious to what the negatives of the world could be.
Did he also want us to have babies as well?
I don't know in what way he wanted us to do that, though.
Procreation.
Right, but
don't
they...
Don't let them trap you.
Okay, the point is...
Don't let this nigga trap
the point, you. The point is...
Come on.
Me, personally, I don't look down on sex workers. Mm. I understand why they do it. If a girl is making my paycheck in a night that I get biweekly, more power to you. Bitch, I wish I could do the same. I don't want to do it in the sex world. But if I could, you know, figure out some way to generate that type of income as quick as you do, legally, you know, I would go for it. I would.
Bales, have you thought about it? Has that thought come into your mind? You know what? I want to.
No.
I want to OnlyFans it up for
and
South Africa.
And Bales are like the perfect balance.
Yeah, never.
A little bit? No?
Not even one time, she said.
Do you judge? Do you judge them?
No, I don't. Because we're all on a different journey. I don't know what.
Oh, there it is. You sound like him. I'm sorry.
No, for real. Like we
your existence,
know,
right?
Yeah, we don't know like what led you to that. Why you're doing that, you know? And if it works for you and you are okay with that, that's like, you know.
Where do you think? Just you know, what I'm saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like the girls who come from the two parent backgrounds, the ones who were raised well, you know, not abused, no nothing, but. They enter the life of sex workers or prostitution or pornography. Where do you think that comes from? Is that just something that... Because there are those girls out there, like, the background is, like, squeaky clean. Hmm. They just wanted to hoard up. I'm not judging, but that's what it is.
No, it's a choice. It's definitely a choice.
It's definitely a choice.
It's a choice that any one of us, Bells, we can make that choice today.
Get it, Bells. Listen, we can
get it, Bells. No,
the lunch table could be a whole nother thing
if we start peddling.
The lunch table could be a whole nother thing. Come eat at the lunch table type shit, right? Right, guys. Yes, lunch table. Sex workers. We're brainstorming.
Planet Earth is doomed.
Let's go. Starting with my.
God save us.
I'm joking.
Save us.
Oh my God. No, Bells. Look how wholesome Bells is. Like, I can't even believe you asked her that question.
No, listen. They had that on the menu. Like, I'm looking for someone that's... I'm just saying, that's wrong. totally. They were looking at me like this. Look. There was nothing going on with that one. All right, I don't know, man. I just love talking about... why women are and they are the way they are. And that's what that video was
about. I guess I wonder why choose that if it's a choice, because you could choose to do other stuff.
There's the show that was
the easy way out. Like, you guys don't know what it's like to be like an attractive woman. And let's say I'm standing in line at a gas station. This is some shit that I'm sure Bells has experienced too. Mm-hmm. And there's some older man who's complimenting you in line, and he ends up paying for whatever it is that you were about to purchase any fucking way.
What you said makes sense.
Like, y'all have no idea what that feels like. And so if I can get that from a stranger, and what if I start promoting myself like that's what I want, and that's what I expect, you know, I'm gonna get that.
Hypothetically speaking, you know what? We're having fun. What would be the name of your OnlyFans account, Cassie?
It would be Bombay Sapphire, because that was my name when I auditioned.
It was what now?
Bombay Sapphire.
Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah, I mean, I touched the stage. I just didn't have no skills. I didn't belong there. I knew it. And
can you show us some skills?
There's no skills to show.
Show us a little something.
I want a segment on the show.
There's nothing to show.
Show us something, goddammit.
There's nothing to show. I'm a wholesome young woman.
We can just evaluate. I just want 30 minutes, 5 minutes of the show. Hey, my name is J-Mac. This planet Earth is doomed. Let me show you why.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that nigga say that shit every episode.
Let me.
But he keep on returning. You motherfucker.
Yeah. I recently found out that I'm above average height for a man. Which makes sex stuff kind of weird. Like 69, for example. Because I just end up sucking on his toes. Tall people in the back.
Let me tell you, there's a show. I just forgot what it's called. There's a show in South Africa of these chicks that have like an OnlyFans and they're porn stars or whatever. And they're just talking about like the whole thing.
Yeah, the life.
What they make and all of that. And like some of those girls just genuinely say, I love sex. Like, I love it. That's why I do it. I'm not doing it because I come from, like what you were saying, I come from, you know, a good home, all of that. I just love sex, and I have like having sex with a lot of people, and that's just
We're going to take that soundbite.
Don't do it.
I'm joking. That's bullshit, though. That's terrible. They be doing that. Yeah, and I won't do
don't
that.
Do it.
Flip it and turn it into...
Don't do it.
Not the glare.
I won't do it. But yeah, I'm sorry, continue. Yeah. I interrupted.
So, just so honest, there are people that just genuinely do it because they love it. Yeah. Like, I just like being home.
Another soundbite. Another soundbite.
I just love being a hoe.
Like that, but, you know.
I know.
Oh my God. I love you, Bells.
No.
The best.
Don't do it.
You're the best.
No.
Right. Let's go to.
I don't want to brag, but I am dating a woman. Thank you so much. Thank you. She is a person of color. And that color is white. You know, birds of a feather protect the neighborhood or whatever.
Is this, I mean, of course, this could be an exaggeration, but have you ever dealt with something like this during your flights, when you are taking your flights? Have you ever dealt with this type of aggression?
This is TSA. This is security, church. Bring all your things through. Let's get to it. Come on.
Should I take this game
off? All electronics come off the bag. All electronics come off the bag. All electronics off the bag.
There's no way.
Whatever you got in here, let me see what you got in here. This can't go. That can't go. This can't none of that go. Can't none of that go. None of that can go. All electronics off the bag. Little baby, take your shoes. All electronics out of the bag. Baby, all electronics out of the bag. I said everything must come out the bag. Everything must come out the bag. Everything come out the bag. I said all electronics. All electronics must come out the bag. All electronics. We need a real circle. We got to get over here.
That's obviously a joke, right?
Yes, but they might as well be like that.
Because they're so, my word.
Shout out Ha Ha Davis. He's fucking hilarious. Ha Ha Davis.
Yes.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's the shit. Yeah.
Shout out Ha Ha Davis. That's his video.
I've seen his shit. That's dope.
I found that very, very awkward when I came to America the first time. Because in South Africa, it's really not that deep. Like, it's really not that deep. Like, but when I when I got to, like, the first gate. And I take off your shoes. My shoes? What do you mean my shoes?
What? What the fuck do you mean take off
my shoes? Yeah.
Wait. So, like, only in America?
This drama is happening.
The shoe thing?
Yes. We do not have any of that.
Huh.
I'm like, why? Like, what?
Shoes? I mean, you know why, though. I mean, come on. I mean, you understand the why.
I feel like with shoes, though, it's real dramatic. Like, come on, y'all.
What did you fit in there? I don't know.
Like, what's the worst that you could put in? Like, what? Like...
knives
in your shoe. You're gonna be walking funny.
I'm just saying.
No, he's right.
If there's a will, there's a way. Someone wants to hide something, they're going their souls. They make the shoes out of the material. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, people hate America too, and America know it.
Okay.
And America know it.
And apparently, this only started like after 9/11.
Okay. J-Mac, have you had an experience? Well, have you had an aggressive TSA motherfucker?
Not to that point, but I do feel like there is. I don't know if it's because there's so many people there; they're just trying to get everybody in and out. I do feel like it's not aggression to that extent. It is aggression though. It's sometimes like uncomfortable. I feel like I gotta like smooth real quick, do everything, and they do want you to move quick. But you know,
I get the same vibe with them motherfuckers as if I was going to the DMV. Yeah. It's the same type of
that same coldness, negative energy.
And it's like, just hurry the fuck up. It's fucking emotionless.
Right, yeah.
Don't you know how to do this already?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask me for no fucking help either.
DMV motherfuckers. Have you dealt with that type of aggression a little bit?
Not in that dramatic sense. But yes, I actually really hate asking for help in the airport. I'm not a frequent flyer, you know, so sometimes I'm a little confused. I may have a question, but I be...
with your dumb ass.
It's anxiety. And this is, like you said, high stress, DMV energy. Like, y'all don't want to help me. You expect me to know how to do all this shit.
There's like 100 people.
You're yelling
you,
at me.
Yeah,
the dog made me nervous, sniffing shit.
That is like, so
I just want to get to my gate.
Because it feels like it's just high pressure.
I
forgot my AirPod in my ear one time. Oh, my God.
I almost didn't
make it.
You feel like, because if you got to stop, then you're the nigga that, like, it's everybody behind you rolling their eyes and shit and pissed. Like, you don't want to be that person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Please don't pull me to the side.
You don't want to be that
person. Like, come on, man.
Tell you what, once happened. Okay, so
what happened?
Funny enough, the day when I was catching my friends to come here. Okay, so the day before... I went to a shooting range. But you had to play my game with me.